Welcome to another season of Fantasy Golf by Seller Hold. It's January 4th, 2011, and the first tournament of the year. Tees off this weekend in the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua in Hawaii. It's not a full field event. There's 39 golfers eligible, 34 will tee it up. So you have fewer players to select from. That could be hard, that could be easy, depends on how you look at it. Fantasy football's over, so you can focus most of your attention on fantasy golf here. I play in a very competitive fantasy golf league that's just as competitive as the main fantasy football league I participate in. The basics of fantasy golf are simple. There's three categories of player each week for the tournament. You need to select a golfer from each category. There's an A level, a B level, and a C level player. The A level players are typically your Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelsons, Ernie Els, the elite players. The B levels may be a player that's won a tournament here and there, a player that consistently makes cuts, someone like a Justin Rose, Hunter Mahan, Tim Clark was a good player last year. And the C-level players are a mishmash of amateurs usually fall in there, players on sponsor exemptions, veteran players, maybe somebody like a Rocco Mediate or a John Daly. This year could be classified as a C-level player. So you have to pick players from each category. You pick one or two more than you actually need each week, so you can kind of start different players for each round if you want. If a player makes the cut, you wouldn't, you know, play that player on Saturday or Sunday. If all your players in that level miss the cut, you're going to get 0 points the rest of the weekend for that. So you always want to take players that are going to make the cut and then maybe take a flyer on a player or take a player that you think has a chance to win or that's fared well at that course in the past. Your C-level player, even though you may not know the names, they're a lot of times the players that determine how your team fares that week. So you want to try to get a C-level player, maybe do a little research, someone that you think is going to make the cut. Sometimes you get a gut feeling and you just will take a player you don't know much about. Maybe it's a first time at the event, you just have a gut feeling that player is going to play well for you that week, and a lot of times that works out for you. So like I said, this week the PGA is at the Tournament of Champions in Kapalua in Hawaii, sponsored by Hyundai this year. And as far as the buys this week, Jeff Ogilvie's a given almost. You're going to take him. He's a two-time defending champ of the tournament, and he's supposedly been playing fairly well over the winter here so far. So Ernie Els, another solid pick. He won recently in South Africa and has finished in the top six here numerous times. Coming off his best year, Matt Kuchar, American, is a great pick again this week. He finished third here last year. He's a great putter, great ball striker. I could see him doing well at this event. These roles were all A-level players. Maybe a C-level player you want to take a chance on this week is Francisco Molinari, one of the Molinari brothers. You might get a bargain for him as a C-level player, so that's a good pick. As far as sells, I have Justin Rose as a sell this week. He's a B player. He's taking some time off. He's just kind of working his way back into shape. He may not be tournament ready at this point. Also a sell, Derek Lamley. He won the Puerto Rican Open last year. Not a lot of credentials. He's over in Hawaii. I don't think you want to take him this week. And maybe a hold, a player maybe you want to consider if you have an open space, Rocco Mediate. He's classified as a C-level player this year. We all love Rocco. I don't know if we really want to start him here, but if you need another C-level player and you want to start him, Rocco, I can't argue with you if you want to take him. And then the bonus that you get to for listening to this each week, my flyer of the week, Jim Furyk. I don't know if that's really a flyer, but he's a solid player, loves the course, loves playing in Hawaii. You can't go wrong with taking Jim Furyk this week. Thanks, and we'll see you next week. RickLimpert.info for more information. Thank you.